Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. The April 7, 2024 CNBC article, As Americans Reach Peak 65, Here's What to Know When Planning for Medicare and Social Security, caught my eye because it used an expression that resonated with me, silver tsunami. As some of you already have guessed, the phrase silver tsunami refers to the baby boomers, who are currently retiring in droves. In fact, the article notes that 11,200 baby boomers are expected to turn 65 every day from now through 2027. More than 11,000 boomers reach 65 every day. To me, that's honestly an incredible and exciting figure. While these boomers have much to look forward to in retirement, they'll be confronted with many of the same questions and dilemmas that retirees have been faced with for decades, including how to manage Social Security and Medicare. For the baby boomer generation, which consists of those born between 1946 and 1964, the previous three legs of retirement, an employer pension, personal savings, and Social Security, have fallen by the wayside as many private sector employers no longer provide traditional pensions. On top of that, the article points to a Center for Retirement Research at Boston College study that determined roughly 40% of households won't be able to maintain their pre-retirement lifestyle because of a lack of reliable retirement income. One of the first things that those turning 65 during the silver tsunami will need to learn about is Medicare. As many people likely know, turning 65 is the year of Medicare eligibility. Many financial services professionals and other experts recommend signing up for all the parts of Medicare before turning 65 to prevent any potential coverage gaps. Medicare.gov's Parts of Medicare page explains coverage may become via Original Medicare, which is Part A and B for hospital and medical insurance, as well as optional coverage like Part D drug coverage or Medigap insurance plans. Additionally, some may opt for private Medicare Advantage plans that may include prescription drug coverage and potentially vision, dental, and hearing services. As a Medicare recipient, you're allowed to consider your coverage annually during the open enrollment period. While I certainly understand that Medicare may be confusing and overwhelming when you first begin your research prior to signing up, I believe that many financial services professionals have an understanding of how Medicare can fit into your overall financial strategy. Like so many other parts of our financial lives, you shouldn't feel like you've been left on an island to figure out everything on your own. Work with your financial services professional. Let's next consider some Medicare numbers. A person who turns 65 this year and is covered by Original Medicare can expect to pay about $542 a month in costs, according to research from J.P. Morgan cited in the article. But in 2054, when that same person is 95, their anticipated monthly costs could rise as high as $1,484 a month according to the study. That's based on an annual 6% healthcare inflation rate, which J.P. Morgan believes is a, quote, prudent assumption. To put that into sharper perspective, the March 29, 2024 release of the Bureau of Economic Analysis Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, boy, that's a mouthful, shows as of February of this year, inflation is up about 2.5% based on data from the Federal Reserve's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, a key inflation signifier. According to J.P. Morgan, the outlay for those with a Medicare Advantage plan is lower. A person turning 65 this year may spend as much as $427 a month on Medicare Advantage premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. However, when they turn 95 in 2054, it may surge to as much as $990 a month. On the surface, a Medicare Advantage plan may seem like the way to go, and for some, that may be true. But others may benefit from other options. For example, new Medicare enrollees who add a Medicare Advantage plan may want to switch to Original Medicare in the future. But securing Medigap coverage may be more challenging depending on your state of residence and your health status. Speaking of options, the article notes that Original Medicare will likely give you more options for providers, which may be particularly important if you intend to divide your time between two states. Here's a factor you should bear in mind. Because Medicare Advantage enrollees don't have supplemental coverage, they should save money for unexpected out-of-pocket expenses. Lastly, before purchasing a Medicare Advantage policy, be sure that you'll use everything it covers, like dental, vision, fitness, or over-the-counter medications. The article highlights Commonwealth Fund research that found many people don't end up using those benefits. The article next provides an excellent overview of how Social Security will impact those in the silver tsunami. Let's first look at some Social Security basics. Those who turn 65 this year have a full Social Security retirement age of 66 and 10 months. For those who hit that milestone birthday next year or later, the full retirement age is 67, as dictated by changes enacted by Congress decades ago and then gradually phased in. As your financial services professional may have already explained to you, your full retirement age is the point at which you will receive 100% of the benefits you've earned during your working years. While you may file for Social Security when you turn 62, doing so will lead to a permanent reduction in your monthly payment. For those who turn 65 now, filing at age 62 would have a monthly benefit cut of around 30%. That means if your payment at full retirement age would have been $1,000 a month, filing at age 62 would have left you with $700 a month. That's $3,600 less over the course of a year and $36,000 over a decade. For many retirees, $36,000 over 10 years could cover a lot of living expenses. And don't forget that there's a clear benefit to working past your full retirement age. Those who delay filing for Social Security until they turn 70 will receive a benefit increase of 8% per year for every year they delayed filing past their full retirement age. Often, waiting until 70 may be a solid move if you're able to do so. However, the truth is many people can't wait to begin collecting Social Security. In some cases, a person may be forced out of a job because of their health or changes in a company. Or they may still be working but are now in a position that pays significantly less than they were previously making. People in either of these scenarios may need to tap into Social Security before age 70 or their full retirement age simply to help make ends meet. Thankfully, if you can't delay filing for Social Security for years, even delaying a few months will increase your lifetime benefit. It's also important to remember that once you file, you're locked in, which means your benefit will likely only go up when the cost of living, or COLA, adjustment. COLA increases are tied to the Consumer Price Index, and they don't automatically go up every year. as shown on the Social Security Administration COLA information for 2024 page, in 2022, it went up 5.9%, and in 2023, it went up 8.7%, thanks largely to inflation. This year, it rose by 3.2%. But in 2016, the COLA adjustment was zero. Whether Social Security is a small part of your retirement financial strategy or it's the most significant part of your strategy, working with a financial services professional can help you devise a Social Security strategy that truly works for you. One of the things I provide my clients is a Color of Money Risk Analysis, or COMRA. COMRA is a fast and user-friendly 11-question survey that provides insight into your comfort level with financial risk. If you have any questions, visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how we might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. And while at my website, click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit him online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.